All right, songwriting part two. Sing to the Lord a new song, His praise, in the assembly of the faithful people. Step four in the songwriting process, you know, you got the key, you got the chord progression, you got a little bit of the beat going. Maybe you figured out sort of a melody, a little bit of a chorus, perhaps. Then you start looking for the words. Now, this is where most people, go off the track in terms of writing their own songs. People can come up with melodies, but then when they put the words, it's like they're kind of corny. They don't quite work. Anyway, I found even for my own self, when I write, I have a great song in mind, and then I start putting the words down, and it's like that's a hard thing to do. So instead of starting with your own words, make it easy on yourself and pick words that someone already wrote that already fit kind of a nice pattern. And one good place to the start is just to take the words of an old hymn. I didn't know you could do something like that. I was at some young people's thing. This was maybe 30 years ago, and I heard a singer by the name of James Ward. He took an old song, Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages.
How does it go? Oh, you mean the original?
Yeah, the original.
Rock of Ages, clap for me,
let me hide myself. Now, some people love that song, but that tune never did anything for me, and I never really listened to the words of the song. Then I heard James Ward sing it to a different tune, and I was like, wow, these words are just... Let's see if I can sort of remember it. Rock, where am I?
Rock of Ages.
See how did... You first have to get your first note before you start singing. Rock, rock. There I am. Okay, here we go. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself. Beautiful song, and I listened to the words for the very first time, and it was like, wow. So let's say you have a little tune and you can't figure out what to do with it. You just open a hymnal and start trying your tune with whatever you can find. Amazing Grace, Amazing Grace can be done to almost anything. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. I once was blind, but now I see. 'Cause I got a peaceful. Some contemporary song, and you just throw Amazing Grace to it, and I think people have sung like 25, 30 different songs to Amazing Grace. I wrote a little tune myself. I'll just play a little bit of it. This is kind of the Southern gospel style. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to hear, and grace my fears. 'Twas great. grace has brought me safe thus far, and it'll be grace to lead me home. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. It's a nice bluesy kind of song, and I don't know how good the tune is and so on, but the words are really, really good, because, you know, those are the words that people have enjoyed and loved, you know, for centuries. So maybe find something, Abide With Me, that's a good one. Did a little bit of that one in the last session. Abide, here's the old tune. Abide With Me, fast forward. So I took that old tune, I kept kind of that pattern, and I just did. Abide with me, fast. No, I want my new tune. Abide with me. Anyway, we'll skip that one. All right, so you just take an old hymn and stick those words, and a lot of times you can find a hymn that fits exactly what you're doing. Then try maybe the Psalms. And you know, hymns work because someone already put them into like a poetry form, and they balance each other out, and they're the right number of syllables, and someone has already made that into like a song, and so it's easy to do. Well, the Psalms are close to that. I mean, they're not perfect, because back in the day, King David didn't have the same kind of music that we do, but the Psalms have this sort of nice little phrasing that sort of fits...
A little bit more poetic
and short little phrases. So remember the song that I came up with my tune, you know, when I was working on my first one. Remember it was a C, G, A minor, F. So I was... And we sang, la, 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 la. Okay, does that sound like a happy song or a sad song? You know, it sounds like a happy song. Like, you know, so you start looking at the Psalms. You don't look for songs that say, woe is me, and oh God, where are you? And, you know, I cry to you, but you don't listen. And, you know, you're not picking sad, contemplative Psalms. You're looking for some kind of praise, happy song. And, you know, Psalm 100 certainly fits that. So it was like, okay, I'm going to start looking at the praise psalms. And so you start paging through 100, Psalm 150. Psalm 100 is a really good one. So, okay, does this sort of work at all? So you just look at the words and you try to fit them to the little pattern you've got. So, shout for joy to the Lord of the earth. Worship the Lord. Songs, know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates. jump. Okay, so that's the whole psalm, all of Psalm 100. Maybe you sing it through a couple times, and how we do it is we sing it through two times, and then at the end we go, shout for joy to the Lord of the earth, worship the Lord of beauty again. Shout for joy to the Lord of the earth, worship the Lord. And the words are, shout for joy to the Lord of the earth. And all we're doing is singing. It's not what we do. And this, I guess this makes it a kid's song because our kids love it. We actually shout. So it'll be shout for joy to the Lord of the earth. Worship the Lord. Then I say shout it. Shout for joy to the Lord of the earth. Worship the Lord. Shout again. Shout for joy to the Lord of the earth. Worship the Lord. One more time. Joy to the Lord of the earth. And the kids just raised the roof on that one. So, you're probably surprised at how well the words fit. It's because psalms are already songs. Maybe it won't fit your tune perfectly, but there's 150 psalms to pick from. And generally you can find some of the words you have to wait a little or put a couple words in to make it all fit. But generally it goes pretty good. Psalm 117, the whole psalm is a very simple little song. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord is. Notice that the chorus just has like a couple of words, and that's so the verse has a lot of words, and then the chorus goes a little higher and has just a few words, and that's what makes it sound like a chorus, and the verses sound like verses. And because I have the verse and the chorus exact same chords, you can sing it as a round. So I'll sing the verse part, and you sing the chorus part.
Giving me the hard part.
You sing the verse part, I'll sing the chorus.
Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you people. For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord is.
We had the verses, we sang the verses with the chorus, and then we just end with the first line of the verse. And it is a very simple song, it's only three chords, and yet with the harmonies and so on, it becomes this thing. By the way, we're going to have all these songs, as part of the course. You can just download them and use them as you like, along with the lead sheets for all of them as well. Psalm 139, that's a favorite psalm of many. How's it go?
Oh Lord, you have searched me.
I know this actually better on the piano than you do.
You should play
okay. All right. So there's a lot of them. You can just listen to them yourself. But as you're writing your songs, just find a simple song. Maybe it's just a verse, or maybe it's just a couple of verses, and you just try out, you know, this verse, try out that verse, try to find one that might work. So you use maybe the words of a hymn, words of a psalm, and then you're ready to expand to other parts of the Bible. Other parts of the Bible aren't necessarily sort of in nice song form. You can find a few. We found a few Christmas ones. Probably the first Christmas carol ever sung was when the angels appeared to the shepherds, and so we took those words, the first really Christmas carol, and just put them to a tune. So I had a simple tune. That's about as simple as you can get. It's just D, A, and G. And then we started with suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God and singing glory to God. Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace to men on whom His favor rests. Glory to God. Simple. Look for another song in the Bible, and the words sort of become song-like. We did the same thing with Luke chapter 1. The angel comes to Mary, and then Mary responds to the good news and all that the angel said. And in the Bible, it actually says Mary's song. We don't know what the tune was. We made a little pattern going.
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for He has looked on the
Humble estate of my servant.
For he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit
start coming in the bass. We'll talk about that in the next session, how you can then add all kinds of different parts to make your song fuller and bigger and more parts that are happening.
So where we both just went to the melody there, typically I would have stayed on that alto part and the basses would have stayed on the bass part, and then
so then there'd be three parts
going
in. and it just
building the song.
Genesis 1, it's one of the earliest ones we did. Now Genesis 1 is just a a verse. It's not, it was never a song. How's it go?
God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it.
Words to sing, so I'm going to sing. Oh, all right. So you can add different parts of scripture, and finally you can try out your own words. Now that's where it's a bit scary. Avoid cliches. You know, the mountains and the valleys and the glory of God and hallelujah. I mean, you can use those words, but a lot of phrases are just use over and over, and sometimes people will throw one cliche after another in their song. It's just a run-on sentence of cliches, and the song is like, I don't know what it means. Or people will just put sort of, we're talking about angels, then we're praising, and then we're this, and then we're that, and it's like this random song that sort of looks like someone came up with it within 5 minutes. You know, some artists will say, it only took me 5 minutes to come up with these words. And a lot of times it sounds like that because it's just random, items, random praise items. Good songs tell a story. And not just like a, here's a story, a guy did this and then he did that and then he did this. But it like sets up a problem or sets up a situation, and it, you know, we're all feeling this way, and or I'm feeling this way, and maybe you felt this way too, and it really gets to the emotion of how we're feeling, and then it you know, it leaves us all with a problem or with a you know, a hurt. And you know, what's the answer to this hurt? How does knowing God fit, or how does it work, or how does it help? So it's like you take people on a journey somewhere, and that takes some effort and working. You know, I work on a few songs, and it's like, okay, where's this going, and how's this going to work? And you know, it's really hard to have this nice, consistent story that follows through. If you're using a metaphor and you stick with it throughout the whole song, and you set up this problem or this situation, and then you come back to it, or you have some kind of an answer. And don't make your, and by the way, don't make your song longer than 3 minutes when you're starting out. I know my first songs that I wrote were like 5-6 minutes long, and it's cool to me. I'm like, you know, into it, and it's like, oh, this is just awesome. And you know, but people hearing it for the first time are like, okay, I sort of enjoyed it for 3 minutes, but now it's getting kind of old. So, you know, and it's hard to, it's really hard to keep songs short. Anyway, my wife has an example. She hasn't sung it in like 20 or 10, 12, 15 years. She wrote it. She was starting to write it when we moved away from her hometown and so on, and she was missing friends. And then both her parents died, and she sang, I don't know if you sang it at both funerals or just your father's funeral. And so, and I just sprung it on her this morning here. So she's going to try to remember what the words are, but it's entitled Hole in My Heart. So it's about the longing and that feeling. And so listen to the first part of it, and you'll get the sense of the problem, or you know, you want people to join in with that problem.
I have a hole in my heart. It's in you, and I have.
so you can see what she did. She first made us feel this longing, and we all miss someone. We're all have had our hearts broken, and we feel it. I mean, I feel it. And then, okay, so then I suppose you could just jump to, well, God makes it all better, and, you know, here's the answer. But it's sort of like there's a transition. It's like, so God, what are you going to do about it? You know, I'm bringing this to you, and so, you know, here it is. And then it segues a little bit into the, well, there is hope, and one day it'll be a perfect world, and one day things will be good. And so it's like giving people a vision out of this despair and downness. And here's the possibilities. So now you see it. But then it doesn't just leave you a pie in the sky. Oh, yeah, everything will be great. It sort of brings, until we get there, it's still, well, yeah, it still hurts. So you can see now, you know, that was her song. I'm working on a worship song where, you know, we come into the presence of God with nothing in our hands, you know, none of our foolish pride, and we're just coming to you, you know, who we are. We have nothing to stand on, and then, you know, but we're coming here to praise you. So we come with nothing. We're here to praise you with the little that we have. But then it sort of segues into, okay, but we're not just nobody, because Jesus died for us. So we come to you not just nobody and nothing and with nothing in our hands of our own to stand on, but we come with Jesus Christ. I mean, he's done something for us, so there's something good about this, and we can stand, and we're here because of his grace and love for us. And so now the chorus has this upbeat kind of feel. We are standing with something. We're standing with the grace of Christ in us. So it's like you're starting someplace, and then you have a chorus that could mean one thing or another, and then you sort of move to where does this go? Where is this going up? Is this going down? And now the chorus, the same chorus, means something slightly different. So, you know, eventually you can get to your own songs. I'm going to suggest again, because a lot of people write songs and words are hard to get. Start with something that already works. People already love some of these hymns. Pick a hymn that people don't sing anymore, yet the words are really good. It's a good way of preserving those songs. And under their hymn section, we're going to show you how you can sort of, you know, bring the hymns back to life.
Well, another note on that, we have a friend who is a songwriter, and he tried to write a song a day. Not that he wasn't, he did, remember,
yeah.
Bert?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he said, this is like any exercise. If you're going to get good at something, you have to work at it. You can't expect yourself to write two songs in your lifetime and they're both the best thing that ever happened. How is that even possible?
Right.
It takes practice. It takes work.
So write a bunch of them, but be willing to not bring them all to your congregation.
Exactly. Some of them are just between you and God.
Right. So to bring it back to where we started, just because people write a song doesn't mean you have to use them in a worship. I mean, we've never really even used this song, I don't think, in our church. So, you know, writing songs should first just come from your heart as part of your own worship. So just give it a try and see what happens.